You are now tuned into Familiar Face Radio with DJ Duro, LE to the ON, and your girl Rain. Now, let's start the show.
What up, world? This your boy, LE to the ON, Familiar Face Radio, every Thursday, 10 to midnight on the pause-radio.com. I got my people in the building.
Hey, girl, hey.
What's up with it? It's your girl's favorite DJ.
My bad.
You could have filled in.
You're right. My bad. You're right. My bad. Man, make sure y'all hit our hashtag FFR. Make sure y'all follow us on Twitter, Familiar Faces 3. Make sure y'all hit our Instagram, The Familiar Faces. What up, Daryl, man? What's good, bro?
Man, it's another Thursday. You know, yeah. been working, trying to get some coins.
I see it.
And, you know, same old.
Trying to get that never-to-never schedule?
Man, I'm for the people That's who the don't goal. Know, everybody's trying to not work on their 9 to 5. So I'm trying to find my ways and stay prayerful because I'm through with it. I'm through with it. But, man, we're going to talk about what we've been up to. I got to make sure we say hello to our guest. But we got Dez still hanging around from Dez and Daryl Takeover.
Believe that.
What's good, my nigga?
What's good, man? I had to, when y'all told me what y'all was talking about, like, I feel like I'm, like, the perfect person to talk about this. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I've had plenty of times that I reacted, you know, and not just online. And in real life too, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I had a couple, like I said, I had a couple Chris Breezy moments, you feel me?
And you have?
Yeah, I have, man.
Bruh.
I have, man.
I've never because, seen them.
And I really don't wanna like because that's not the type of person that I really wanna display. I don't promote that. But I'm really like zero tolerance when it comes to like when disrespect and fuck shit. Like I really don't, you know what I mean? But once you start reaching certain peaks and valleys of your career, you feel me? You kind of gotta let certain fuck shit filter through because, you know, it's like, it's not gonna do you any good. You feel what I'm saying? You're gonna be the bad guy. You feel me?
You feel exactly.
Me? So we're gonna talk about, I don't wanna fuck the show. Yeah, I feel like I'm
good.
Getting into the show.
No, you
but
good. You good.
You do, man, because I've seen so many jigs and like lately, like a lot of people, what they do is like they do all these antics and shit, and it's really cries for help. You feel me? So it's like, it's really like, yo, let me get this nigga's attention so we can have a Farrakhan sit down. You
hold
feel me?
Hold that. Tonight's show, if you don't know, we're talking about reacting, not reacting, what makes us react. It's just, it's a way of life now. There's reactions and actions cause reactions, and we're gonna talk all about that. Also, we got in the building. This month we're talking about music. This is Rain's month for music selections
and musicians.
Yeah, so we actually have another musician in the building. Say, what's good?
What's good, Joe? What's good? What's good, Pulse Radio?
Introduce yourself.
It's your boy Tucson, the drummer.
So you want to call you Tucson?
Yeah, Tucson.
Okay.
All right. So I'm about to say, damn, that just fucking me up. Well, I went to high school with Tucson. Yeah. I'm gonna call you Tucson. Yeah. So we go by Tucson. But it's a small world.
Yeah, no sons.
It's a small world, ain't it, bro?
I know. I ain't had no sons.
Yeah. It's a small world. I really be knowing everybody.
Ohio has talent. Yeah. So we're gonna make sure we display that in every way we can. Familiar Face Radio, we do this every Thursday on the pulse-radio.com from 10 to midnight. So Tucson is a drummer. And we're going to talk a little bit about that as far as what he does, what gets him in the zone. And we just highlighting and displaying people's crafts in the city because, if nobody else does it, we got to take that responsibility.
There it is.
So the pulse-radio.com is making sure you're reaching out to everybody to do something. It's Rain's idea to have musicians. So yeah. Shout to her.
Good looking, y'all.
All right. So tonight's show, like we said, is about reacting. Make sure you follow all of us. If you're listening right now, you can tweet all of us live on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can follow me on Twitter at DJ DURL. I got my brother with me.
Your boy Ellie Tidowin, Instagram, Twitter.
Also, we have
Rain at Chocolate Hustle with an underscore at the end.
And our guest, once again, we have Tucson. Let them know what it is on Twitter, though.
At just a underscore L.
Right into the mic again, so just make right into the mic. I don't think they heard all of it.
At just underscore A underscore F.
For sure. And Dez, let them know.
Man, it's Dez Arnez. DEZ ARNEZ. That's me on Twitter. And then on Instagram, it's Dez underscore Arnez. I really don't like the underscores, but it's a nigga out there that's holding my name hostage.
What? Man, get that fuck nigga out of here.
And he holding the hostage, and it's like, nigga, and he really don't, he don't post. She got like 5 posts. What? You know what I'm saying?
Man, you
gotta
report that nigga.
Man, I've been trying, man. Philly, we need to squad up on this nigga. Report this nigga. Get him out of here. Yeah, I try to insta DM the nigga and everything. Like, yo, like, can we just swap it out? Like, you take the underscore, I take, like, I need that. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. So tonight, we're going to talk about some current events. We're going to talk about some reacting. We're going to talk about some music, everything. So we're going to start off with a review of what we've been up to. So, Leon, what you been up to, man?
Man, I've been chilling for real. I'm actually away from iPhones now. What? I went to Samsung.
How dare you?
You left iPhone?
I did leave iPhone. So
what, nigga?
Because
of your job?
No, just because, like, I was tired of the bullshit with my iPhone.
What's
the maybe it's a personal problem.
No, it's definitely not. Nigga, I troubleshoot my phone every fucking day. I have the tools to do this.
How do you leave?
That's a sin.
I did.
That's what? A sin.
I had to.
That's a straight up sin.
But, you know.
You got the green bubbles?
Man. Yeah, I do.
We won't be texting.
Group chat. He's going to have them dirty ass pictures on his IG. Right. The bitches gonna be cloudy,
super blurry,
partially cloudy pictures. I hate when it can be
like, take a picture, bro. Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh no. Who got an iPhone? Nah,
my picture's good. I don't
who got an iPhone?
Good on your phone.
Yeah.
But what's good, you
when them bitches get posted, them bitches,
bad boy. You got an automated.
Them bitches be looking like the like the old school cameras when you got a fan the fit. When you got flick the picture, like
no one, nobody with an Android can say no filter because it comes with.
It should be terrible too.
But that's I mean, I did it, man. So you know, so far so good. I've only had it for a couple of days, so I still got 12 more days to go. If I want to keep
that
it,
buyer's
or not.
Remorse. That buyer's remorse.
But it's all good though.
What's your Memorial Day look like?
Real regular. This is the first Memorial Day. Well, actually, this is probably like one of the first holidays I ain't have to work. So I was chilling. And I'm still getting paid for it. So,
what the plates look like?
Look like I ordered from Pizza Hut.
You whack.
Why did you order pizza?
Because my friends didn't fuck with me on that.
You a black ass lie. You text my mom. I don't have to text you. Oh, you know, if it's a holiday, my mom was cooking.
You know, we're poor communicators.
I didn't get that.
So you should have just been definitely like, "Where the food at?"
He don't communicate or answer. So you know, we all just. Poor community.
And I get irritated and just don't respond.
Des, yeah. What's your Memorial Day look plates look like?
Man, my shit was real Reggie.
Annie?
Like, I mean, I did get one. I did get
she
one.
Yeah, you on the waffles and shit?
Nah, she was, it's a long story, man.
My bad.
I really don't want to get into it. But I did get one plate, you know. Shout out to Lynn and Nish for supplying. They threw down, man.
What's the essential? We didn't get to talk to you about Memorial Day place, but what's an essential thing that you need on your Memorial Day?
It's got to be that real nigga macaroni cheese. And when I say real nigga macaroni cheese, what I mean by this is it's got to come in a big foil pan.
True.
You feel me? That cheese, if it ain't stuck to the side of the pan,
it
you feel
two
me?
Hands to hold
yeah, like you got to scoop that bitch out, and then like the top got to be like a little bit like. Hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, it's got to be a little tough at the top. You know what I mean? Like, you got to have that little crunch, like that slight crunch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's the real, it got to be a little burnt.
For sure.
You feel
sure.
me? That's essential. I need a real nigga bratwurst. You feel me? I need a real nigga bratwurst. And that's what I'm saying.
What makes it a real nigga one?
It gotta be black.
It gotta have a little crispy on it.
Yeah.
No, I
don't
want no
boiled. The ends gotta be a little crispy on them.
Bust out the ends. You know, yeah, that's
right, for sure.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Damn. I thought you was gonna you was gonna say a little bit of barbecue.
Yeah, you gotta have a little bit of barbecue. You gotta have a little bit of barbecue.
Everybody don't eat barbecue.
I mean, I do, but like, I'm not really crazy. Like,
be going nowhere.
I ain't crazy with like.
You're right, exactly. You gotta be in that one spot. Like, where am I going after this?
Yeah, no, I ain't crazy with ribs.
I eat them,
but I ain't really like crazy about. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't really crazy about
ribs.
Like, I'm
pork and beef.
I'm a simple nigga. Like, this macaroni and cheese, real nigga brat, 2 Krabby Patties. You know what I'm saying? You know, real nigga greens, like not the shit that come out the can.
The shit that's been cooking all night.
Yeah, like all day. Not the Gloria. Yeah, not the Gloria.
It was a Nana had to wake up.
Yeah, I need the Big Mama. I need the Big Mama greens. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Where she, you know what I mean? With the motherfucker with the ham hock in that bitch is just overnight. Floating in that motherfucker.
Turkey, you feel me? So did the plates come through for you this year?
They came through. They came through. One plate came through, and I was blessed. The cornbread was crazy too, man. Shout out to Nish with that cornbread.
Rain, how did your Memorial Day's plates look like?
They were amazing.
What is that? Because we know we have different tastes. So what did you have on yours?
Well, you know, there was some deviled eggs. There was some coleslaw. There was some ribs and macaroni and cheese. With some green beans.
Okay, you turned the corner back around. You said deviled eggs and coleslaw.
When you hit that, I'll say
deviled eggs and coleslaw.
With the KFC and shit.
Y'all tripping. Coleslaw is the bomb.
You turned that corner good.
I had a real nigga bride. I had some grippos this weekend, y'all.
Is that your first time?
No, it wasn't my first time. I'm just not really.
Was it a light skin bag or?
It was a really, really big bag.
Yo, I had a
Was it a loud pack or was it a light skin?
Are you asking me if it was flavorful?
Yes, it was flavorful. Because like lately, man, you might pop one open and that bitch look like you opened it. You bought a bag of Cons potato chips, like you know what I'm saying? The barbecue Cons. So you be like, what the fuck is this shit? You don't get the fuck out of my face, Dylan.
But he ain't never lied though.
You feel me?
That real shit.
I ate them with my bride.
I had the loudest of loud packs this weekend.
Bro,
and it's just
you
like
gotta go.
So like, when I go to Grippo's, I gotta get like an Arizona.
Do you shake it? Do you shake that boy?
So black of you.
Yeah, you better get an Arizona. Every chip. That's the only thing that's gonna be able to last with that back.
Every chip burnt me, bro. And then like real last part of the.
That's what I'm saying, man. Because I made the mistake, a nigga trying to get some Grippos from the Walgreens on Whitehall.
That was your bad.
I played myself, and them bitches was tan. All tan bricks was in that bitch. You feel me? You gotta go in the mud. You gotta go to the Sunoco over there on 17th and Cleveland Ave. You gotta go to the motherfucking ExxonMobil right there by Weber. You feel what I'm saying? You gotta go in that mud. You gotta go in that mud.
That's where I'll be at.
You gotta go to them places where you feel like, hey.
Like I'm not.
Hey, you where everything gotta get clutched. Like you gotta tuck everything in. You can't leave a charger thing hanging out. Everything gotta go in the console. Everything gotta get put up because you feel like
if I'm two seconds too long, I know you're talking about.
You gotta make this everything. You know what I'm saying? Like you, it's the type of places where you don't even want to look fresh because a nigga might feel like he gotta rob you. You feel what I'm saying? Like
it might come test.
Yeah, like you gotta just go in your flip flops and shit. So it's like a nigga just like I want a y'all. I want a y'all
flip flops and some sweat.
You feel me?
All black sweat.
You feel me? You don't want to look like an out of towner because it's like you gotta go to them type of stores because that's how you know you getting nothing but that loud.
Yeah.
Yo, for real. If somebody's listening and they're not from Ohio, they
damn, we just had a real nigga moment right
sorry,
here.
My bad, y'all.
But Grippo's is serious.
It's essential, man.
You gotta go to.
And it's a shortage of loud out here.
People from the D, they like, hey, bring me some Grippo's. Oh, yeah. Come up.
I'll take those shits home.
I got you.
Because it's a shortage of loud packed Grippo's out here. Like, it's really like, you know how everybody said they selling loud and everybody like, nigga, I got the Space Jam bubblegum cushion, all that shit. Be like, hey, nigga, this the same weed? Nigga, everybody got the same. That's how the Grippo's is.
Yeah.
That's real.
When it was over with, I was sad. I was sad.
Because you had like, no more.
I patted the top of it just trying to get all the dust, the Grippo dust. But you know,
dang near killed yourself.
Thank you for bringing that up, Rain. Because niggas had a moment.
Yeah, my bad. I almost forgot what I had on it.
Tucson, what did you have for Memorial Day? What your plates was looking like?
Man, for real. Like, it was different. The night before, I got drunk as I don't know what, so it was awesome.
That's a proper.
But I hung
setup.
Out with.
That's why you got 2 cents.
I hung, got him.
What was you drinking?
Man, actually, I was with my army people, so they was drinking whiskey and moonshine.
Oh, yeah.
I was touring for
they
the
fucked your life up.
Yeah.
Your life is all fucked up.
They probably drinking out real moonshine.
Because shout out to that apple pie. God. I mean,
yeah, right when you open it, you can smell the fucking just alcohol.
But
yeah,
nah, nice. I woke up really to some. Listen, I ain't never woke up to a plate of bacon. Like,
huh?
It was life.
No, you had a pound
plate?
Of bacon?
A whole plate of bacon. Hey. Like, no, the whole pack was mine. Like,
what? That's life.
That's like a buffet.
That's how it started. That's how it started. But, yeah, shout outs to my family with the cookout. You know.
What was your essential things that you need for your Memorial Day cookout plates?
Like you said, if it ain't that hood macaroni and cheese, yeah. I'm disappointed
if you don't get no macaroni and cheese.
Like, yeah, I like this.
Don't come out that Stouffer's.
You play yourself. You shouldn't even came out the house. You shouldn't came out
the
room.
I need the elbow noodles.
Like, why am I here?
Yeah, nah, man.
don't play yourself with the Stouffer's and all that bullshit. That shit too creamy.
Stop it.
Fuck up out my
face. Get it out my face.
Fuck wrong with you. Fuck you mean.
Right. Get it out of my face. Nah. The Mac, like everybody said, the Mac, the greens, the brat. I mean, my mom throws down, so I love you, Mom.
So you got to take care of good.
Straight up, Mom.
So, Rain, back to you. What you been up to? What was you up to this past weekend?
My friends were in town. My family was in town. I got drunk.
Sounds like regular ass shit to me.
No, you know, I've been trying to lay off the tequila, you know.
Man,
I'm starting to get old. No, the recovery rate is
that
a little bit.
Recovery ain't no bitch.
When you hit 30, the recovery.
I ain't 30.
You can't,
yet.
I'm saying,
shout
but when
out
you
to
do.
My last 20s.
Like, when you get to the 30s, you don't want to have no vodka.
Nope.
Hell no.
Bro, I had vodka for the first time in like 2 years.
Get that shit out of here, man.
I was.
Straight up, man. Niggas deluded me.
Nah, you can't do that, man.
Niggas deluded me with that shit in D.C. A couple years back, dog. And I woke up and lost all types of valuable items, dog. I drank that shit. Like, my 2K rating went down for drinking that shit, dog. Niggas, and then, you know how niggas be trying to, you know, niggas try to put that Ciroc. And I was like, and I told him, I'm like, I'm not drinking this shit. But it was the only thing, like, you feel me?
They put you in the corner.
Man, they fucking deluded my body.
Good on that.
And that shit fucked me up. That shit fucked me up, dog. Fuck that. So that's what I'm saying. Like, no disrespect. I love Diddy, you know what I'm saying? My nigga, but. Yeah. That vodka ain't for your boy.
Yeah, we'd rather not. Hey. At our age, I don't think he's doing that shit. He's on that aqua hydrate. He gotta be on that. That's what that is. What else went on?
I had a bad date this week.
I heard you say he's gonna blame some of that shit on us, right?
I mean, I'm not gonna blame myself. It is y'all's fault.
Why was it a bad date?
Whose fault?
Let's talk about it.
It was their fault.
They're for people who are at home.
Leon and Daryl's fault. Yeah. Because he asked me to quit FFR.
Fuck that nigga.
Why? Y'all exposed him on here or something?
No. I've never talked about him on FFR in my life.
I have to break this down a little bit. So how did this sentence lead up to what happened?
That nigga just didn't come out.
Did he say quit
FFR?
Did he say names?
No, he didn't. Okay. Well, first he said the first thing that let me know that this is about to go from sugar to shit was he said, how long you plan on doing your lil show?
That's the secret hate words.
And I was like,
I seen your little friend.
Yeah,
I heard your little show.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? So he let me know.
At this nigga right now.
I don't even know this dude.
I don't even know. I don't think he has a Twitter.
No, at this nigga real name.
No, I'm not doing that, Leo.
Is he listening right now?
You got an IG?
Yeah.
I hope he's listening.
I don't know.
Hope he is.
I hope he's listening to the last nigga. Let me not react. Come see me at the kickball, though.
You feel me?
All right, finish.
He just said that it made him uncomfortable, and I asked him if he felt like we were doing porn, and he was like, no.
Excuse me?
That's usually if somebody says that FFR makes them uncomfortable, I say, do you think that we do porn? Like, what makes you uncomfortable about our show? It's live. It's live. We're I'm saying these words and they can hear them. So what makes you uncomfortable? Like, do you think that it's a secret? Like, what?
We have the most public conversation you can ever have.
Yeah. So when someone says that, I just ask them what they think that we're doing. And he just said that he could never date a girl who records a show with two niggas.
So is that our fault? Or is
I think that's not our fault.
I said I wasn't going to take the blame, so I'm going to blame y'all.
I'm going to say that that's us looking out because, of course, that wasn't a real nigga. If he can't handle a conversation for 2 hours betwixt niggas that you've known for 7 to 8 years,
get that nigga out of here.
What?
Fuck
at least
that
you
nigga.
Found out early. Because you could have waited a long time.
Y'all want that thing now.
I want to see this nigga,
niggas start clenching up and shit. Like, let me chill out. Let me relax.
He's never going to come to an FFR function because tell that nigga to come to kickball. I'm not going to invite him to kick. I'm not even talking to him anymore. That was it.
So what part of the date was this? Like, was this the
this
first?
Was
this on his heart?
This yeah. minute one?
Yeah, it was
this
before.
Minute one?
No, it was like right after we ordered our food. So it was like,
I'd have been like, check
it was
please.
Very early. So it was just kind of uncomfortable the rest of the, because he asked me like, would you be willing to quit that show? And I said no.
That show?
Yeah.
That show? What do you do for a living?
I'm not telling you.
We need more info, because you would want more info if it was one of ours.
I'll be like, fuck that bitch.
Yeah. That's how we feel right now too.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck that bitch. I ain't gonna do that live.
Yeah,
shit.
It was really just
That's whack.
It was super whack. And I'm just
That's
like,
three
well.
Whack.
And I just put it in the group chat like, well, this one's a dud.
Is that our fault though, Leon?
It's not our fault. I don't even see how that's
it's
our fault.
It's not my fault
honest.
Neither.
Where you gonna stop doing that little show? Fuck that nigga.
I just don't know. Like, is this the pool of niggas that y'all have to choose from?
I thought he was really nice. Like, he goes to church, has a job, he doesn't have any kids, and he's 31.
He's
like,
to him because he went to church.
Okay, I'm about to figure
he
out.
Got
who
you.
You feel me? What church he go? He go to your church? Right.
No,
church
he doesn't go to my church.
He go to New Birth.
No, listen, bro, I'm on the drums, man. I'm like,
we're going to figure out who this is.
what side of town he on?
Nah, don't even ask, because she's going to let it come out a little bit more. She's going to say something more to make a reveal.
Y'all still know.
Yeah, we're going to figure that shit out, nigga. Yeah, got your ass, 31-year-old, no kid having ass, nigga.
Because ain't too many of us out here. Ain't too many niggas out here like that.
Niggas is rare species out here.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's probably like five of us for
golden
real.
Golden tickets.
Right. Okay.
Yo, you not. Yeah, okay.
I thought he was a really good guy, and then I can't get jiggy with that. So
is there a recovery? No recovery from that?
No. He came at me wrong. Like, when are you going to quit that little show?
Bitch.
Nigga, please.
That was my first.
Like, that's just. Comment. And then you asked me to quit. Like, you came out and asked me to quit. Like,
this
I'm
is
not
your first date?
Second.
So what did we come up on?
Ready? Actually, for demand.
Did we come up on the first date?
No. Not at all.
Damn. I just can't. I don't understand the thought process.
I mean, one of my coworkers told me that it was a lot to deal with.
Well, you got the warning. You got that warning, so.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
We don't do shit.
I don't think y'all do anything either, but.
Can we just be good examples of men to kick it with, to be cool with? Like, bro, if he wants to be cool with us, he can be cool with us.
No, he can't.
At some point, he could have, but not no more.
Not no more. Yeah, fuck that nigga. Shit.
So, whatever. Another one bites the dust.
Thank us later. Because you're going to see some fuck shit out that nigga in a couple months.
You think so?
Yes.
He going to post a picture like, with his shirt off or something like that. Fuck,
yes, there's red flags and indicators. And that was
the money
a
in his
super
lap.
Red flag.
I know that, but like. He's going
to have the money in his lap.
And he going to have another picture with his ass getting beat or something. I don't
what?
Know.
What?
Just making shit up.
I am about to say with his ass. With another picture.
See?
Damn, he already caught a fade. I'm about to say, damn.
Right.
He been in a fight before?
I don't know.
He went
don't protect this nigga now.
I'm not.
Why are you protecting him?
I'm not protecting him.
I know.
That's the real question.
Do we need to have a music
I'm
break?
I'm not protecting him.
Matter of fact,
we'll be like, oh,
I'm not protecting him. One, I just, he's out of here. It's a wrap.
I know. You, why you want to reveal that nigga name?
I feel a little protection. I feel a hedge around him.
What's that nigga Instagram name?
I feel like there's a hedge.
He commented on your pictures lately?
He got on you.
No, he doesn't follow me, and I don't follow him. I mean, of course, I know what his Instagram is, because I'm the president of Screenshot Mafia,
well,
but...
first of all, you're a woman, so...
Well, so that was my week. I had a good weekend. I had a bad date, but...
I don't want to talk about mine no more.
The weekend is upon us, so we're going to have a good...
Off. So... Before we get into this music break, y'all so we can figure out some more shit.
Y'all know, right? You feel me?
What are we talking about today as far... You have questions for us?
Too? I do. Let's play a game.
So we're going to talk about a couple current events, and then we got some questions from Rain. And we got some questions for Rain, our damn self,
hell
on
yeah.
This damn music break. And we'll get back to y'all. Make sure you hit that hashtag. Let us know if you tune in, all right?
That's...
Don't forget to always visit thefamiliarfaces.com for updates on events, photos, blog posts, mixes, and anything that involves Pound FFR.
Cause my my best friend friend she finna. Oh, go best friend.
Ladies, where y'all at, man? We got some questions to ask Rain, but y'all want y'all turn up real quick.
You better fuck it up. Best friend, won't you? Won't you throw it in a circle? Yeah. Oh, oh.
So if you tune in, hit that FFR hashtag. We're till midnight, all right? FFR, let's go.
Ass fat. Yeah, I know. You just got cash. Blow some more. Blow some more. Blow some more. The more you spin it, the faster go. Bad bitches on the floor. It's raining hundreds. Throw some more. Throw some more. Throw some more. Throw some more.
I'm have some Franklin's. Honey, raining on your body. Yeah. Raining on your body. Honey, raining on your body. Yeah. Yeah. Won't you do what I say? Start rubbing on your body. Like honey's on your body. Well, you need to get naughty. Hold up, hold on.
And we are back. Premier Face Radio every Thursday from 10 p.m. to midnight on thepulse-radio.com. I am DJ Duro, your girl's favorite DJ. I have with me.
It's your boy, Ellie to the Win.
It's me, Rain.
We got our guest in the building.
What's your nigga, Des Arnaz? What's happening?
And
your boy, Tucson. Let's go.
So tonight, if you're just now tuning in, we're talking about reacting, not reacting to issues, niggas talking shit, online beef, relationship stuff. We don't talk about it all. Rather you react, you got to hold yourself back and don't react. We got to talk about all of it because, you know, everybody, if you've lived, you've had to react or not react. You've had to choose, like, do I need to fuck this nigga up? I'm going to just chill and let this nigga pass. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how it is. But we're going to talk about that tonight. Before we get into our topics, shout out to everybody who's been rocking with us. Shout out to Miss Shay.
Hey, girl, hey.
She's been rocking with us since the Des and Daryl Takeover. Des and Daryl Takeover every other Thursday on the pulse-radio.com. If you're listening on the replay, it comes on at 1 p.m. This replay for FFR comes on at 10 a.m. if you miss any parts of it. So I got a couple current events I want to speak on before we get into the questions that Rain have. And Leon, we try to get to the bottom of it, but she...
Yeah, she ain't really willing to tell
she
us.
She protecting shit. That nigga.
I'm not protecting that fuck him. Nigga. He just doesn't matter at this point in our lives.
But if he comes around us, let us know.
If he come, like if he pops up at stadium, I will definitely
call
him.
Oh, wait a minute. So he be at stadium?
But I talk about stadium all the time, and he had mentioned to me before that he was going to go to stadium. Bet. So I don't know if he's still going to go.
He must be a jeans and hard bottom nigga. He must be one of them niggas.
A jeans,
a hard bottom nigga.
I'm looking at every nigga. I'm thinking about
a nigga to wear them
part.
Flare. You know what I mean? Boot cut jeans with the bottom all cut. You know what I mean? He's been dragging on the ground so long, so the bottom all cut off.
He a linen outfit ass nigga.
I don't date men who
he got the neck Bluetooth. You feel me?
The horseshoe thing.
And he in there ordering martinis and shit, nigga. You better get a shot like a real screet nigga. Fuck you, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Sad times.
All right, so a couple of my current events are straight off the internet. Like, you know, the internet's taking over everything.
Yes, it is.
For sure.
So this one is called the Charlie Challenge.
What is that?
Anybody heard anything about that this week?
No.
It's more the white people on their side of things. So the hashtag Charlie Challenge is where it's almost like a Ouija board.
Okay.
So they're playing with spirits. You know, this
nope.
has to be.
Oh, no. I'm out.
Exactly. That's why I heard about it.
Exactly. I'm trying to let y'all know what these kids be doing because we all going to have. I mean, you got two sons.
Yeah.
So you never know. What they might have some white friends. You know what I'm saying? So you got to watch. Sure. You don't want to hear no Charlie. So what goes on is that they get a piece of paper. They get either two pens or two pencils and put them in a cross. So there's one laying down horizontal and then there's a vertical one over it. I think it's that way. So there's a yes and a no box, and then it's a no and a yes box. So if you think about the two pencils or pens being in a cross, there's a box for each side. So what they do is they ask Charlie, "Are you here with us?" And then whichever side that goes to is what if Charlie's here. If it rolls to the yes,
who the fuck is Charlie though?
It's that nigga.
Charlie is a demon. They're exercising demons.
Nah, I believe in God. Nah.
Good.
I read the Bible and I pray. I don't need Charlie. Right.
These are the things that we have to be aware about. So what they have been doing is that once you put the pen or pencil on top of the one that's on the that's down, if it says yes, Charlie's in the building with you. If it says no, then it's like, then you cool. But that's the main thing is that they're exercising demons and they're trying to see. It's a thing that says Charlie is a group of demons from Mexico, and it's like a different name.
Y'all got me. All right.
So first of all, who did they kill named Charlie?
That sounds like some Medellin type shit. Right. Man, what the mafia? Nah,
right, man, I'm good on that.
Nah, I'll pass.
And it says, I'm on CNN with it. It says, according to the internet, because everything we read on the internet is true,
right.
Charlie is actually a group of Mexican demons that we have no idea why they chose that name. So it's like a whole bunch of kids. There's vines. if you look at the hashtag, you know, white people.
I don't welcome that shit anywhere near me.
Did you ever do the Candyman thing where you
I did that.
That's what they're saying. It's the same thing.
Nah,
we good.
Because you're trying to say Candyman, or whatever, or Bloody Mary into the mirror.
Yeah.
Y'all did that?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck out of here.
I ain't do Bloody Mary.
My sister tried to do the light as a feather, stiff as a board thing with me. Y'all heard about that? Yeah,
from the craft. Yeah.
Where you just, you lay flat and then try everybody have like their fingertips below you. And then the spirits help pick up the person and makes them light as a feather and stiff as a board. My mom went off, my nigga.
Oh, she should have. Fuck is you doing?
You don't bring no spirits into this.
Hell no. Ooh. That's why I'm cool with Charlie. Charlie can stay wherever the fuck he at.
Charlie, up in New Albany
with them kids. Or Dublin with them kids.
Don't bring that shit to Dublin.
So what I'm just trying to do is make sure y'all are aware that if anybody says anything about some Charlie, some two pencils and a yes, no.
I'm out.
I'm slapping somebody.
Y'all be blessed. I gotta go.
Get the shit out of here.
Shut the fuck. All right, so another thing that's been on the internet heavy this past weekend is the Beyonce is always, is it Beyonce always on beat?
Mm-hmm.
That hashtag, Rain, what is that about? Do you know where it came from?
Beyonce's a unicorn, and she's on beat for every song. And, you know, the internet kids are pretty clever, so they put her with Fred Hammond, Kurt Franklin.
Those give me the weakest. When they have her dancing to the gospel songs.
And she be fucking it up to Stomp.
Yeah.
No.
And then Miss Michelle Williams, when Jesus say?
Yes, that
and
one
And she's
too.
Twerking to it. It's like, man, how did they get her to do that? And then she's doing the whip dance. And
she doing the whip. She did one with Don't Hide That Pussy, Divide That Pussy.
Oh, no.
Man. No. Back that ass up.
Yes.
Niggas too creative out here, man.
Yo, it's been having me weak because there's actually a page or an IG page. It's just like how they had the Kanye West doing the Kanye dance over every single beat. They got Beyonce.
But now they have, there's Rihanna
there's
on beat.
There's a Chris Brown too.
Oh, yeah?
There's a Chris Brown always on beat. There's a Pam always on beat. You know what she, you might not know.
I don't watch
but,
the show.
So on Martin, you know when Pam walk into the room with Biggie and she throw her arms around? Yeah. They got all different types of beats for Pam. Like, they have everybody on beat now. And you know Chris Brown got so many damn dance moves. They got him dancing to everything, my nigga.
Of course they do.
Everything. So those are the two things I saw on the internet that just like viral. And it's always something viral every week because you know niggas make the best memes.
They do.
And Beyonce, you just gotta see if you haven't seen the hashtag. Make sure you go on IG or something like that. I was gonna talk about the killings and everything. I don't even really want to.
It's not. We're keeping it positive.
I don't even
really
want to talk about it because it's been crazy in Chicago. Chicago had like
a lot
over Memorial Day weekend. So that's just how it is now. It's like it sucks that shit happens, and I don't even want to talk about that no more. So Rain, you got questions for us?
I do.
Questions are always good. First.
Oh God.
Let me hop out the motherfucker. Nah, they had to do that too. But what's the source of these questions?
This app that I downloaded.
Okay, I didn't know if it was your group chat. We heard shit about the group chat too much lately. So
Well, you know, the group chat, one, they told me stop telling her business on the radio.
They back.
And two, we haven't really, everybody's been working, getting their kids ready for the summer.
They created a new group without her in.
They probably did, those hoes. They probably did, those hoes. But anyway, so we're going to do some, which would you choose?
So these are for everybody, right?
Yes, these are for everyone.
If you're tuning right now, we want to know who you choose to.
Let's see. Oh, shit. Sorry, y'all. Would you rather go to the future or go to the past?
Go in a circle. Start with Dez.
Damn. I don't know. Cause what if the future? You
we
feel me?
We're talking to the future and you just blank out. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, what if you go to the future and they ain't looking promising for you in that future? You feel me? Like,
I gotta go back?
You're
gonna be depressed.
Yeah. So like, the past, you can fix some shit. Like,
yeah.
damn. You know what I mean? Let me go back to here.
That's that FFR. Do that.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
That your future is fucked for real.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'ma go pass. I'ma go pass.
Okay. What about you?
Pass.
Why the pass?
Like he said, man, I don't want to go like to the future. Then I see myself acting like an old fuck nigga. I don't want to be that. I'll be scared, man. Like, damn, I'm about to turn into this nigga.
Why do you have the potential to turn into an old fuck nigga?
Why are you thinking like that?
Listen, I already know. Like, my coonish ways have been coming out in my older age. So
I thought you were getting
stuck
better.
In his ways,
no,
man.
It doesn't look promising for me.
Why do you have the potential to be a
change that? Change the doors of the church are open. Change that.
I've been trying.
To change your future past presently. Change that shit right now.
What he said.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I were to say future, it's because I feel like I won't be a fuck nigga. I want to see what my kids and my wife will look like.
Yeah.
So that would be a reason why I would want to say future it. And to get over whatever this hump is that I'm on right now. Like, whatever.
Like, what am I about to do for real?
You know what I'm saying? If I were in the past, I would go back to my 17-year-old self and just like, bruh.
38.
I would talk to my nigga and be like, bruh. Fuck these bitches. Like, don't worry about them. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm wasting a lot of time worried about these women's.
Yeah.
Like, and this shit from 17 to
you 17 wasted to 28. A lot of time worried yes. about these women.
Yes, I did. That's why I'm the way I am today. Because I wasted a lot of bullshit time. So, I would just be like, nah, don't even do it. Just wait till you turn 31 and you straight. You know what I'm saying?
You Saudi.
right. What about you,
Tucson? Bro, I'm going to have to say future because as far as I'm concerned, I feel good where I'm at right now.
It is.
Future.
Okay, then. Ray, what about you?
I would go to the future.
Why?
I don't think I will be a fuck nigga.
It feel good knowing you ain't about to turn to a fuck nigga.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be a fuck nigga, so I think I'm good in that area. I just want to see what my kids, what my husband look like. Would he be light skinned? Would he be tall?
He'll be short.
Fuck you.
Give me asking you for a boost.
Oh, pygmy ass nigga.
Next question. Would you rather go to prison for the rest of your life or have no clothes for the rest of your life?
Start off with Tucson then.
Man.
Prison for the rest of your life or no clothes for the rest of your life?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The shit is this?
With all due respect, Adam and Eve made their own clothes, so I know I can make my own, just like everybody else. There's some entrepreneurs in this room, so
okay.
F that, man. I'm not going to prison. I'm cool. Man.
Okay.
I would not voluntarily go to prison.
You like, y'all just going to be naked. Until further notice.
Listen.
Okay.
Take me to jail.
I mean, I think that's going to be a consistent, like, nah.
What? Who consistent. Wants to go to jail?
I'm not going. Right. Take me to jail.
Throw away
the
key.
Fuck.
Nah.
No.
I'm good.
No.
Ain't happening.
You can skip that one.
Next question. Next question.
I think I speak for all the niggas in the room.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well not even ask me.
Nah, I speak for all the niggas in the room.
I'm not. I'm
ain't
cool.
Going to jail. Yeah.
I'm cool.
What about you? What would you pick, Ronnie? I mean, Rain?
I would be naked because I know how to make my own clothes. Okay, so let's do this one. Would you rather be able to remember all of your dreams forever or be able to watch your dream on TV the next day?
Is that a given? Is that obvious or what? You guys see.
Would you be able to remember all your dreams or what?
Or watch the dreams on TV the next day.
All right.
What kind of.
You guys already see the look on our faces. You can't see.
Yeah, it would be like Love and Hip Hop.
Like, I can flip this.
The Dez episode. And it would be everything.
So at 10 a.m., when I'm listening to the.
I don't know about that one, man.
That sounds so perplexed.
Cause like that shit, like I don't know if I want to watch them on TV. Like,
die.
Cause like sometimes dreams be too real. Like niggas be shooting you and shit.
But that means you're gonna remember it then. If you're not gonna watch it on TV, that means you're gonna remember it.
True. But
yeah, forever.
But if you remember it
forever,
I mean, we remember shit, but it ain't always on your mind 24/7.
Okay, if you put some of that to it, that don't sound so bad.
Yeah, so okay. I would rather remember them because I don't. Yeah, but no, I don't know because like maybe you might watch them and then what?
I might laugh.
It's a rap. Yeah, because sometimes it might be good. Oh yeah,
That was a good dream.
That's a good Dougie right there. That was a good Dougie.
I don't know. That's a, you know what I mean? Like, you feel me? Maybe one of them good dreams. Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah.
You going to watch it with people?
Yeah.
Is it a broadcast TV
it
or is it just
say.
You?
It just says.
Just me.
Shit,
just me watching it.
I'm about to want to hear about it.
Like, so no, you wouldn't want your dream to be on at 10 a.m. the Love & Hip Hop Duro episode?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't want everybody to watch my dreams. Fuck.
Hell nah.
What? Hell nah. They're dreams
not,
be real, my nigga.
Not crazy.
My dreams be real. You might wake up thinking, like, did I fuck? Like, did I?
Did that really?
Really?
Like, I did.
What the fuck do y'all watch before y'all go to bed?
Cinemax when I was a kid. Like, that, you would really wake up thinking you smashed something, and you got to remember that you didn't.
Yeah, it was Showtime.
It ain't just me.
Like, fuck right? it. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Shit. Like,
yeah, sometimes, you know what I mean? HBO after dark. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Real sex.
That real
you feel
sex.
Me?
What?
That real sex.
Yeah.
What you mean? Leon, yeah. What about you? Would you want to remember or would you want to see him on TV?
I probably want to see that shit on TV for real.
The way he said the way he said it.
Yeah, like, the way he right, said right. it. Yeah, like, yeah. Hell yeah. Like, hey, watch this shit. Look what I just did right there.
Like,
yeah.
Tucson, what about you?
Yeah, I'm with him. I'd rather watch it the next day because I'm like, did I fuck up? All right. I'm going to fix that. So,
if I were to say I would remember them all, it might be because I might have a good idea or something in there. And I might want to, you might not want to forget some of your ideas.
True,
so you might
want
to be able to file through like, shit, let me go back to June when I had that real, real good one. And then maybe I'll do something with it. But watching it, if it's a good one, if I'm by myself and ain't on broadcast TV, I might view a few. You
know I got saying? Control of who can see it.
Wine button.
Right.
It's like a snapshot.
Y'all
it's
be like thinking so much hours. Into these questions.
Yeah, that's real.
Okay, next question. Would you rather marry someone you don't know and don't love or marry your girlfriend's mom?
Whoa.
What the fuck?
What kind of question was
that's
that?
What I'm saying.
First I don't even all, know. I'm not even going to answer that one. That's
which
number
girlfriend?
One.
No right answer.
Yeah, it's not. Gonna,
which
it's
girlfriend's mom, first of all?
are we talking current?
See?
Are we talking current girlfriend or
it past? Doesn't say. All right, just my answer the damn question.
But what? So, like, is this a random motherfucker? You say someone you don't
so
know.
You don't know and you don't
so
know.
So they just
my mom.
They just magically popping up to you. Like, this is it.
Yeah. I mean, because they got the show Married at First Sight where they people meet them for the first time and get married.
Guys, what if she's horrible in bed? Like, you just met this freak. No. Like, no,
that's a valid point.
I will never sign up for an arranged marriage.
Mm-mm.
So it's going to be somebody's mom.
Yeah.
If
I'm going to tap her on the shoulder like I'm about to be stepdad today.
We're going to keep it in the family.
Yeah.
Yard.
But you expect us to just marry somebody that we don't know and don't love?
I don't love that hoe.
I love that baby mama. What? You know what I'm saying? I love my ex-girlfriend mama. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Leave
us with no choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
These weird ass questions.
I downloaded two apps and I just keep going back and forth between two. Okay, so would you rather have superhuman abilities or be immortal?
I don't want to live forever.
Nah, I'm good. Yeah.
Give me them abilities.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to see all that shit.
I'll be hitched for a couple days. I'm good.
Yeah, I don't need to be around for more bullshit.
Yeah,
man. Hancock, let me just live my life
days.
And let me go, man.
Because
give me these powers.
Yeah.
Because I just seen enough fucked up shit, man. Let me just go.
I'll be Iron Man for a couple days.
What is wrong?
Give me the superhuman abilities so we can just turn up on them real quick and then be straight. Because I'm not about to be here for another 1,000. How you gonna wake up knowing
nigga, you
got thousands left?
Forever, my nigga.
Yeah, bro,
you'll waste so much time because you know you got it.
It's like, bro, you know the fuck, I ain't gonna do shit today.
Right. What the fuck am I working for?
Hey, I don't care.
Where I'm going.
Right. Like,
nigga, I'm gonna be forever. Can't say the same for you. You know what
going around talking shit.
You'll be
going around talking shit to everybody.
What are they a seatbelt for?
Bro, you're about to die. Like, I'm good.
Nigga, I'm just. Oh, yeah.
Good.
What else you got?
Walking the shootout.
Around talking. Right. Well, what are you guys doing?
Why y'all shooting over here?
What you guys doing?
I'm good.
Now, lame, you look right now.
Okay, would you rather have perfect hair every day but only be able to wear sweatpants? So you can have the perfect lineup every day but only be able to wear sweatpants. Or wear nice clothes every day but you have like a Bruce Jenner ponytail.
Hey, if it wasn't for fashion though, niggas would be wearing sweatpants every day anyway. Like,
yo, I would love to be in a job where I can just wear sweatpants.
Like, right. See what I'm
saying? With
a freshest matchup?
As a DJ, I could get away with that shit. Give me some nice sweatpants. Listen. And a dope lineup. I'm not.
No, yeah, I'm Gucci.
I don't care what I have on. If my hair don't look good,
it don't matter.
It negates everything.
Listen,
it
don't every matter. Girl that see me say, oh, you wear a bunch of sweatpants.
Like, I don't give a fuck about
bitch. My hairline look good.
Look at this hairline.
I'm trying to impress you right now.
But sweatpants are a sign that you've lost control of your life.
No. Nah,
nope,
bruh.
If I could wear sweatpants every day, I would.
Good.
Yup.
Would.
See. What's the problem?
Sweatpants are
hey, yeah, just give me some pockets. That's all I need, though. I just need pockets.
We're not like tucked in shirt, dude, and just going to have the sweatpants and then our t-shirts all tucked
that's
in.
Nasty.
And then
you think I'm going to wear...
That's nasty.
Thought I was going to wear a polo with my sweats.
Yeah, we're not about to do that.
Hey, I can wear polo sweats, my nigga.
What you mean? What the fuck? We can jazzy these bitches up if we need to.
It's a whole bunch of sweats out there.
A lot of sweats out there.
Because so y'all would rather have the hairline. So that's really the deciding factor, not the sweatpants.
You thinking
it's
of the
having
hot,
the
old,
you
South Pole thick
you thinking of like hood sweatpants.
I'm
like
thinking of the swishy
Walmart
kind.
No, that's not sweatpants.
Yeah, the swishy kind. The ones like that make Nike noise.
That's not sweatpants.
You know how much you know how valuable a hairline is? Ask LeBron.
Man, dude. Yeah.
I heard he has a bad hairline.
Yeah, man, the hairline is everything out here, man. Like, I really didn't understand how blessed I was to be a part of Healthy Hairline Twitter. And I talked about this today, but like I didn't understand how blessed I was until I really like took a glimpse into niggas' lives, right. And it's niggas is really like that's really like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years younger than me, and they hairlines is
they
gone.
Hairline
like
older
niggas
than
really got niggas real life got George Jefferson tops and
hairline older all than
them. Start getting soft around them edges, boy. It's a hey, mental listen thing.
Niggas ain't even 30 yet, and they have to be bald headed.
Yeah, that's
oh,
yes.
I know
yeah,
someone man, that's, like that.
That's, I know a couple niggas. I like do that.
Mental, we all know a couple niggas like that.
That's a mental thing that they go through.
And that shit
that,
fucks them up.
Yeah,
that first time
it
where you had to get their hair shaved, I'm sure they didn't.
It wasn't upgraded.
Nigga, and when you start feeling that hair thinning off, that will change.
I want to know how, like, how niggas' hairlines just start disintegrating like that. Like, what? Like, what did they do?
From your mom's side?
I think it's genetics. So
yeah, I think it comes from your mom's side.
I can't say it's. Well, yeah. I
think my shit is all fucked up.
It's crazy because like, I got a big forehead, so that I have to deal with. Yeah. And then if
so
I.
So what if your hairline starts moving?
Exactly.
Back?
That has to go. My hair like, just has
I
to go.
And I can't even.
I got to get married before
I was
going to
blame it on the barber, but. Because my boy Aaron, man, he had the worst edge up growing up, but. I mean, he got dreads now, so his edge up is still there, so I can't.
Yeah,
his edge up is there.
Like, if you think about somebody who had a Batman, was the.
Yeah, his dad used to do his.
Yeah, if you had the little
horrible
Batman, what is that
man,
called?
The
Widow's Peak. You know what I'm saying? Niggas were trying to shave off a Widow's Peak. You're trying to get braids and try to get it parted in the middle of that shit. Hairlines mean a lot. Mean a lot for a guy. You know what I'm saying?
I guess I didn't know.
That's real shit.
Shout out to the Widow's Peak, because you don't even know I got one. Like,
exactly. See?
Exactly. You got to keep it tight.
Hairline means a lot. That's a lot of confidence in that hairline.
So if you have a bad hairline, like you're not as confident?
No. Your life's over.
What can you do with life?
Your jokes get a little bit softer.
You
can't say that much shit.
You're going to have on the freshest days.
We're attacking the hairline. The any
no, you just got to be fresh, period, point blank.
Niggas wear
hats.
You better have jokes on deck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they're getting to the point of painting hairlines on.
Unless you're doing
nasty
the whole like bare face thing. And I don't
man,
know.
You see how
man
Jamie
like,
Foxx come with it. He has an R&B hairline. He has a movie hairline.
Yeah.
It's just it's very different.
Really?
You never know where he's coming.
Never paid
it's
attention.
That
thought,
is true.
Let me tell you how real the hairline. We all thought Steve Harvey had one.
Painted on.
He painted it on all those years.
Yeah. He had a toupee.
That's
my
fraudulent.
Bro. One thing I had a toupee.
Bro, it's he real out here for the edge.
That nasty afro was fake.
Yes.
I thought that shit could only be grown.
And everybody was
so
wondering
nasty
how that shit was so crazy.
That shit was manufactured.
That shit was three crispy.
From China.
Hey, niggas wanted. Niggas wanted that.
That's seriously crazy. That nigga really had the Mr. Potato Head fro dog. Like that nigga.
And it was fake.
That nigga really just could detach that
feel
bitch.
I like I've
dog
been bamboozled.
Yeah, yo, he said it. How many years ago he said that?
It means a lot for a man to have a nice, decent full head of hair.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Beijing is only getting money because of this.
Is.
You know what Beijing's are?
No.
That's what Cornbread be having. You know where you paint your hairlines and you make sure that it's all crisp.
He got a fake beard. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what a Beijing is.
What the fuck is
Shorty
that?
Low.
Yep. Yeah, Shorty Low, stay with it.
Oh, yeah, bro.
His that's is spray fake? Paint. Yes,
yeah. Look at that, man. That shit ain't that shit ain't that good.
I don't understand how you
don't really
know.
Pay attention to men's hair, though. Like, oh,
you better.
Yeah, I'm checking right, every listen, nigga out tomorrow.
Now that they got these 3D TVs, bro. Hit pause and last zoom question. In on them edges.
Would you rather Oprah slap you in the face during her show? Or let Obama curse you out in front of the nation.
Obama can cuss me out.
Me and Obama about to clown because I'm a riffy back.
We going with Obama on that one. Unless Oprah is smacking me with millions that I'm keeping afterwards. Right. I'm going to take that.
You feel me? Oh, hell yeah.
So what? You would I'll rather be cussed out in front of the entire country?
I'm okay with
yeah, because the entire country knows who I am now. Like,
yep, there it is.
You didn't even realize that. Point.
If 48% of the country don't even like that nigga. So,
right.
So you straight. Facts. You straight off that right. Shit. I wish good. I wish Oprah would. I'll get a lawsuit. I might want to take that slap because I might try
that's
to. That's
going to be a world star. You know that, right? Like, no, nobody wants to go through that.
All right. If y'all you know say I mean? So. Those are the questions for this week. We'll have more next week, so stay tuned.
Thank you for that. We're going to get into a quick music break. After our music break, we're going to get into our topic of discussion. Shortly before that, we're going to get into our topic with Tucson and talk about this music and what he does and all that good stuff. Straight make up, sure hit that hashtag FFR if you tune in so we can shout you out throughout the night, all right? Let's have some fun with this music. Get you something to drink. Stretch a little bit. But make sure you come back. We're going to be here until midnight, all right? Right.
Say you getting thought I'm trying to part with you. Oh, that's your best friend. I'm trying to fuck with you. First met the bitch, they say they real sisters. Okay. I don't give a fuck if they were real sisters. Fuck around with me, trying to dodge bullets. Serve a pack of chickens and a Dodge Heavy. Fuck around with me, trying to dodge bullets. Fuck around with me, I fuck twin sisters. Shit, giving up the key, trying to dodge prison. Traveling in the street and some Margiela. Pay attorney fees with that Godzilla. Try to hang right in the trap, I'm a dog nigga. Black Amigo gang got them bells on us. Way before the fame, I had a bell on me. 20,000 off a drug ain't got a scale on me. Real shooters, they'll sit in jail for me. Kill the judge, nigga, before they tell on me. And fuck the plug, nigga, I'm trying to take something. Finish them out that cash, say you rape something. I'm in Mexico, for real, we bout to take something. Say you getting thought, I'm trying to part with you. Oh, that's your best friend, I'm trying to fuck with you. First met the bitch, they say they real sisters. I don't give a fuck if they were real sisters. Fuck around with me, trying to dodge bullets. Serve a pack of chickens and a Dodge Heavy. Fuck around with me, trying to dodge bullets. Fuck around with me, I fuck twin sisters. Walked in, 30,000 in my pocket. Had them niggas just like, ooh. $50,000 on
you're
your bitch. Wanna
DJ
fuck
Girl.
Me, gotta scream it like, ooh, 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 ooh. Cause I got a check, nigga wanna flip. I ain't got a flip, but I got it. Ooh, 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 ooh. Get that on some mix, she gon' wanna sit. Every nigga in the set. Now she screaming like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Made $2 million off of me. Tell you and I'm for like, ooh. They tried to draw me with a case, but you know I hadn't skated. I was singing like, ooh.
I swear, nigga.
Boy, I know my role and I play.
I do.
If you heard that I'm talking, then I said it.
I did.
Coin, where you at? At the top of the loft, nigga, I stay. I'm a bad boy, but I don't wear big clothes like me. In the club, and a nigga did it bopping. In that hoe, she want a free drink. Tell the bitch to get up off the I'm the nigga to get it poppin'. Her hair short like Denny Rock. At the clip point, nigga, we flyin'. When I landed, boy, I walked in 30,000 in my pocket. Had them niggas just like, ooh, ooh, ooh. $50,000 on your bill. Wanna fuck me, gotta scream it like, ooh, 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 ooh.
Who's your girl's favorite DJ? DJ Drill or the Usual Suspects?
Take it back to that 937. Zap, be all right. Me and Ocean guys got some mixes on deck coming through for this one, man. Make sure y'all stay tuned for Mary Face Radio, DJ Duro, all that stuff. We got a lot of stuff going on. Let's keep it moving, though.
Nas, Sandy Lies, and a little girl named Kareem. Some say the blacker the better, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. Tupac cares if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. Please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a pet. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman, I wonder why we take from my women. Tell me, baby, are you lonely? Don't wanna rush out, can help you if you're only. Let me touch it for wrong love, tell me. Cause I get caught up in the life I live as hell. See, I never thought I'd see the day when I would calm down. You ain't heard, I've been on the clown and get around. That's my word, see you walking and you're looking good. Yes, indeed, got a body like a sex fiend. You're killing me with your attitude to match, right? Don't be phony, cause I hate it when you act like. You don't know me, I've been stressing in the spotlight. I want the fame, but the industry's a lot like a crap game, ain't no time for commitment. I gotta go, can't be with you every minute. It's another show, and even though I'm known for my one night stand, look here, I wanna be an honest man, but temptation's gone.
To the rap inventor, nigga with the game type fist that flame right. Spell my name right, B-I-double-G-I-E. Iced out, lights out, me and C the Leo. Getting head for some chick, he know. See, it's all about the cheddar, nobody do it better. Going back to Cali, strictly for the weather, women and the weed. Sticky green, no seeds, bitch, please. Papa ain't soft, dead up in the hood. Ain't no love lost, got me mixed up. You drunk them licks up, mad cause I got my dick sucked and my balls licked, forfeit, the game is mine. I'ma spell my name one more time, check it. It's the N-O-T-O-R-I-O-U-S. You just lay down slow. Recognize a real dawn when you see one. Sipping on booze in the house of blues. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali.
your girl's favorite DJ? DJ Durla, the usual suspect, duh.
We are back from Premier Face Radio every Thursday, 8:30 to midnight. No, 10 p.m. to midnight on thepulse-radio.com. This is May, our music month, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But I am DJ Dirty, your girl's favorite DJ I have with me.
It's your boy, Ellie to the O-N.
And
it's me, Rain.
We got our guest.
It's your nigga, Des Arnaz.
That's family, man. He ain't just our guest. But we got our other guest in the building.
Your boy, Tucson. Let's go.
So we got Tucson in the building. And the reason why I got to that song and some of those bass-heavy songs is because Tucson is a drummer, correct? Yeah.
Give the drummer some.
Yes.
Yeah. So Tucson just like, this is a real drum-heavy song. So I'm sure you've played this before.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
How long have you been into music as far as like performing?
Oh, man. My first performance was in middle school, sixth grade. I went to Franklin. That was my first stage performance. Other than that, I mean, I've been playing drums since I could sit on a seat, since I was maybe, 5 years old. So
you was one of those kids that just was banging on everything? And
oh, yeah. I mean, shout out to Mifflin, because we was all banging on the desk, and I usually was the one starting it. So
okay.
It's like, yeah, everybody was making a beat up in there, and that was just, that's right up my alley.
So what made you, not just play drums, but what made you stick with it? Where's your love for it?
It started with my parents. Actually, my father is a drummer first, bass player now. Now that he's older, he also is a writer. And actually, he just dropped the album 2 months ago. So shout outs to him.
That's dope. That's real dope.
My mother is a singer, organist, keyboard player, and my biological mom also sings. So music is just all in my family, and my uncle's a DJ in Maryland. So yeah, music is just all we do. It's in my blood. So
you had no choice.
I really didn't have a choice. I tried to keep it a secret. High school, I didn't fool with drums during high school at all. That's why most cats, when they see me from high school now, they're like, "What, you play drums?" I'm like, yeah, I didn't even fool with drums. Yeah, I was all about thoughts? Football.
Yeah, I didn't know. That's all when you see? Was like, yeah, it was like, crazy. When you was like, yeah, we got, we got my man coming through, he a drummer. And I seen him, you know what I'm saying?
What?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, hold up.
Nah, right. Actually, matter of fact, it's only one cat from Mifflin that knows I play drums, and that's Ty, and that's because I heard him banging on the drums one day, and I'm like, man, who was back there sound like trash? So I went back there, shout him out. And he was like, bro, you got to play at the challenge show. I'm like, nah, y'all got that on lock. I'm like, I'm good. So after high school, I went back at it full speed, and now it's a business for me. So
speaking of it being a business, where do you play and what do you play?
Oh, man, there's not a genre I don't play. So
I started in the church, so that's my roots. I won't deny that at all.
Is there a difference between somebody who starts in the church, like their sound, or the way that their like their patterns are, or is it?
I'm gonna be real with you. Everybody wants the church drummer.
Okay.
But everybody wants the church drummer that knows how to be locked.
Okay. What is that?
That's keeping the beat. Like, you listen to Michael Jackson, you listen to James Brown. Mm-hmm. That drummer didn't budge. He didn't do a bunch of drum rolls. He didn't do, you know, he didn't make himself obvious.
Right.
He was just playing the beat. And at the end of the day, it's, I mean, that's how you get a job. It's just playing the beat. It's like, you don't have to be the most talented, do the most tricks. It's being able to, you know, do your job, hold that pocket.
Right.
So, I mean, that's all day. That's what I learned from the start. That's all Pops instilled in me, is just keep it locked, son. Keep it locked. So,
so what is your favorite genre to play?
country, to believe it.
Why?
Country is R&B. And at the end of the day, like, where I grew up, the, you know, I grew up with jazz and gospel music. And as I got older, I started learning the different genres. And country is literally, it's white boy R&B. Like, at the end of the day, it's white boy R&B.
They storytelling and they singing.
So all it is white boy R&B. And they go in. And I mean, my country gigs, like, it's, my country big gigs are probably the most packed out gigs out of all the gigs I play for. So
they support that shit.
Yeah, country goes in. But I grew up on Questlove, so I can't even deny hip hop at all. Like, that's my pops hated when I first heard Tupac. Like, bro, like, that's all I wanted to play was all Tupac songs. I go downstairs, I'm banging on the drums to Tupac. Like,
so you like have music playing and then you just play drums to that?
Yeah, but that's actually how I started. My pops actually, he taught me one thing, how to hold the sticks. The rest I learned from playing the other tracks. And then after, you know, after I got older, I learned, you know, the craft itself of being just a drummer, you know, the things that come with it, recording, playing live, you know, not just banging
right
at the end of it. So, yeah.
So all most of us really know about drummers is Drumline. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. That ain't even like that ain't even. A,
yeah, so do you have to read music or you play by ear?
Actually, I do both now because actually, let me go back. I play for two churches on Sunday, so I stay busy.
Right.
I play for two churches. I play for a rock band. Also play for international recording artists. Y'all know her, Wheezy.
Right.
Play for my boy Fresh. So I'm constantly busy, but at the end of it, you know, I had to learn how to start reading music again when I started playing for this church in New Albany. And the last time I wrote music or read music was in middle school. So it was like, oh shoot, I got some catching up to do. So it was, you know, it was a challenge.
You grew up in a band? Like, you didn't go, like, you weren't in band in school, right? Because you say you didn't really embrace it.
Nah, yeah. In high school, I wasn't playing at all. I mean, so, you know, high school, it was literally, I was listening to Diplomatic Immunity and all of them and wasn't playing nothing.
Right,
like,
right.
I was just loving music, but I wasn't playing to it. So, middle school, you know, I played for the schools and stuff like that, but that was it. But I had to learn how to read sheet music during that time. So, it was just familiarizing myself again. You know, it wasn't that big of an issue, but I had to do some studying. So
we'll still talk a little bit more about it throughout the night, but I just want to ask just a couple more questions.
Yeah.
So would you want this to be something that you do for life? Like, is this something that you plan to have your career on, or is this something you just do for fun?
No, actually, I grew up wanting to be on that huge stage. Shout out to Jay-Z for picking up my favorite drummer.
Travis Barker?
No.
Oh, my bad.
His name is Tony Royster. He's probably one of the sickest black drummers in the world.
Who has he played with? Like, how
he plays for Jay-Z now.
Oh, okay.
And he's been playing for Jay-Z for probably the past 6-7 years.
Jay-Z live show be nuts.
Jay-Z is that dude. So, I mean, like, I knew him before he started playing for Jay-Z. And he's one of my major influences along with a couple older cats. But Yeah. My main goal was to be on that big stage. And, I mean, shout-outs to my artists that have helped me accomplish that.
Right.
So, yeah. I love doing it. I'll do it for life.
What's next up for you, then?
Actually, I'm in the midst of recording for my metal group, Marin. Shout-outs to them. June, I got three shows coming up.
two with my metal group, one with Weezy. We're opening up for Outlaws. I still didn't believe her when she sent me that text. I was like, yo, you lying. Like, I don't believe you. Like,
the Outlaws.
I gave it a straight Tupac face. Like, I don't believe you. Like, yeah. The man I grew up, like, love to listen to. But, yeah. So, June, I got a busy schedule. And actually, right before I start working again, I'm taking a vacation. So, I'm about to hit up Chicago just for GP.
That's what's up.
Be safe.
So, yeah, we got to do something. Like, we spoke about it a little bit last week. So, we definitely have to do some recording on some mixes with some live drums and just fuck with the world a little bit. Let's do something different.
Yeah,
so,
we're going to change the sound up in the city. They a little bit behind on it.
I'm looking forward to that. We appreciate you coming through. You're going to stick around and talk about this conversation that we're going to be on tonight, right?
I'm here with y'all. I'm here. All right.
So if you just now tuned in, this is May, the Music Month. We got a drummer in the building, so we had to make sure we touched all areas when it comes to music and musicians. But we're going to talk about our topic tonight, which is reacting, not reacting, and, you know, when we choose not to and what makes us not. And I just don't know. It's just something I've seen a lot on our timelines lately. I don't know if it's the weather. I don't know if everybody's starting to feel themselves and they just want to do whatever. But a lot of people talking about, nah, they try to make me react. And it's just, I want to see how we all feel about it. So I'm going to start off with Leon.
Yeah.
If you categorize yourself, do you feel that you react more or you don't react?
I don't react that much. In my older age, I'll say that.
So this is something that's changed.
It has changed. I had to, because I don't want to be, and I'm not afraid to, you know, get beat up or nothing like that or whatever the case may be. I just don't want to be put on World Star. That's my life goal right now. I just don't want to, you know, catch that fade on the. on someone's camera. That's all it is.
That World Star mess people up, man.
Yeah, I don't need that, because if I get put on World Star, like, I'm going to jail.
World Star.
It's gonna happen. Like,
I'm here. Nobody wants that World Star.
I don't want that World Star, because I'm gonna be on World Star for a different reason after that. Yeah. So I just don't want that to be. For real. So
what about you? Are you a reactor? Are you a non-reactor at this point?
I'm getting better at being a non-reactor. I still have a little reacting in me, but it's calmed down a whole lot, just because, like I said, man, now I'm just at a different point in my life. You feel me? And I got a lot going on, a lot of good stuff going on, and you gotta just think about thinking about the consequences for real, like the effect after. You feel what I'm saying? Because it's just like, you know, you haul off and smack one of these niggas. You feel me?
Right.
Like, if you do that, you know what I'm saying? Like, then it's, you know what I mean? It's just going to just lead into, like, just more, you know what I mean? Like,
niggas don't fight nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, well, not for real, for real. Really, I mean, nowadays, for real, you haul off, smack one of these niggas, like, probably nothing will happen. But I'm afraid that, you know, it might just be my lucky day that, you know, I slap one of these niggas and then, you know, you know what I'm saying? Nigga get shot or something. And then I don't want to put none of my people in a bad situation. Right, you know what I'm saying? Because I have a lot of people that love me, and they, you know, they're willing to put themselves in harm's way for me. Yeah. You feel me? And I feel like that's selfish to do that. You feel me? So it's just like, and then, you know, so it's just, I just be chilling for real. I just be having to just, like, log off Twitter and shit like that. That shit be making me mad, man. Because it be making me mad, because you just be seeing niggas making these outlandish statements, and these niggas just be doing shit that's just like, that's not, they're like, when you see them, it's not, they're not about that. You feel me? So it's just like, man, you can't fall for the antics. You feel me? So I'm getting better at being a non-reactor. But if, you know,
it can be taken.
Yeah,
if the moon strikes. Yeah.
So,
Rain, what about you? Are you a reactor amongst more things than not?
You know, I used to be. But
look at us. We all showing growth a little bit.
I try not to. I try to be. I can't. I'm too old to smack people now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We got too much going on, man.
I can't just smack you like I want to, like I would used to smack you, or throw shit, because I was good at throwing whatever was near me.
You wanted that? You might.
Sounds like a relationship type.
Like my big mama.
Is this a relationship type?
No, just if it was a chick who said something that I didn't like, or I wasn't feeling her energy and she pissed me off, I will throw the nearest thing. I don't care.
I had a big mama that would just chuck anything. Like,
that's sock. Where I got it from. But I'd be chilling. Yeah, whenever okay. I want to react, I honestly think about you two. More so Daryl.
I don't know what that means.
Wait,
I don't
know what that means.
Because Daryl is like the king of no reactions. Like, I've seen Daryl, like, it's been incidences in the group chat where all of us have been like, nigga, we ready. And Daryl be like, no, don't say anything. Don't tweet. Don't post anything. Just shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah. I can think of one instance. Yeah,
yeah. Like, so.
Because my fingers was like,
bro, we were Chase all so ready.
And then he was like, no, don't do it.
Don't do it.
And it's Gandhi
peace,
voice.
Peace, peace.
And we like, nigga, fuck peace.
Like, right.
Like, nigga's about to catch him. Hey, right now. Right. I was like, oh, yeah.
I'm there.
So whenever I want to react for real, I always think about, like.
No, what think of Daryl. Don't say Lena.
And it's like.
Don't say me.
But you don't really react. I've seen some. Maybe not.
Yeah. See?
Leon's non-reaction is usually being oblivious. And that's not even just Leon. That's a man thing.
That's not a man thing. Y'all see shit. Y'all just act like y'all dumb. All right, listen, y'all ain't dumb.
Sometimes we try to warn you, but you don't take heed to that one warning.
Yeah, because I tried.
We play oblivious. That's our non-reaction a lot. That's a man's go-to non-reaction. Like, I ain't seen.
Yeah, I'm acting like I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Who said what?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't even hear that bitch.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But that's a man thing. Like, we all like, what you talking about?
Right.
You
know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What you talking about?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I
have no lying out.
I don't recall.
Bro. Straight up.
Like, she didn't even say nothing for real.
Yeah. Why are you stunning like that? For real. Why are you stunning?
What about you?
Are you reactor or non-reactor?
I'm not going to lie. I just fixed my, like, reacting. Like, I can't even, like, a year ago.
Damn.
Man.
We going to praise God for progress.
Yeah, man. Like, for real, because I had to learn, like, my hands make money for me. So, like you said, I just can't be off slapping these shit out of these niggas, cause I'm not gonna lie, the last time I slapped a nigga was at end zone on that fucking runway or whatever the hell that is. But yeah, man, I woke up the next day trying to play the drums, hardly could hold the sticks, and it's not worth it. It's not worth it for me. So
yeah, y'all already know I'm the most non-reactor, but I haven't always been this way.
No.
Because like when I first started Devros, I mean, I don't know if he was around, but nigga, if anybody tried me, I was right at their neck.
Nah, I remember one incident when a nigga tried to steal.
That shit pissed me off. Yeah. Like, today, I'm going to react to that shit. You know what I'm saying? But, like, when I first moved to Columbus, and I had to work up north niggas tried me so much. And it's like, bruh, I worked up north too. So it's like, I'm like, yo, I was a nigga before. That's always my thing. Like, I was a nigga before I worked at Devros. So I don't give a fuck about what you talking about. Like, if you want to do something, we can do it.
Welcome to the north side.
You know what I'm saying? Like, out east, I ain't had no issues. You know what I'm saying? Everybody came through, kicked it. North side niggas, what up, bro? You know what I'm saying? They knew I wasn't from there.
Yeah.
They just tried me. Like, bro, I don't fuck with y'all. You know what I'm saying? That was always my thing. Like, but I've grown.
Dirty ass north side.
Hey!
I knew Dez was gonna say something to that.
Shout out to my Britney Hills nigga.
Hey! I let enough slide.
Right?
Go too far.
Now it's time to react. Now it's time to react.
That nigga's about to react.
Oh, listen. You've gone too far.
He told y'all his stem is a little too short.
Chill out, man.
He said, I've gotten better.
Chill out.
I got complete control over it.
Chill out, man.
I'm like, man.
Certain things that will, like, tick me off, but my main thing now is, like, I ain't going to allow you to know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you let a nigga know what pisses you off, once you tweet about what pisses you off, that's the shit that niggas remember.
You gotta control it.
Yeah. Just niggas be trying to poke you.
Straight up.
They be like, oh, yeah. Okay, this will piss you off. Let me try you real quick.
Talk about it, Dez. I know you got something on your heart to say.
I'm just saying, bro. I know what you're saying, bro. But I'm just saying, I understand because, like, once a nigga find out what it is, they gonna try. Like, you feel me? But it's just like, but like I said, man.
It's not even, my nigga, it's not even just niggas too.
Right.
Your girl will try you too. Your girl will figure out what your little button. Point was. You a faggot ass nigga. If they know you that works.
Whoa.
Man, hey, man.
What? Girl will try that.
I didn't that's believe what makes in you baby upset. Mama drama until I went to my own. Like, God damn.
See, I'm glad I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, we don't know nothing about that. Stay away from it. Stay away from it, y'all.
Yeah, I've seen it so much. I think that's the reason why.
True.
You feel me? I feel like that's really, I feel like that's one of the real number one reasons why I don't have children. Because it's like, I've seen so many niggas go through that baby mama drama and niggas just getting took up top for child support and all types of shit like that. And they ain't really ain't, you know what I mean? Like, that's a whole nother show.
Yeah, that's a whole nother show.
But man, niggas, you know, you got to control. You got to control the anger, man, because it can definitely lead you down a path of destruction, man.
Do you feel that? Do you feel that as a dude or as a nigga that it's mostly the niggas that will try you, or you think it's more women?
It depends on this. I mean, it depends on the setting for real.
True.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, it depends on the setting. I feel like. I would say it also depends on what you do too.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah. Like what industry you're in. Yeah, like what you know, I think Daryl can feel me on this, but like with us being in like the entertainment and shit like that, like it's real ego driven. You know what I'm saying? It's real ego driven and it's heavily
for sure.
Heavily male driven. So it's just like, so everybody wants to be the big dog and be that nigga and stuff like that. So it's just like everybody got this chip on their shoulder. They feel like that, you know.
Rappers for sure.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, like just all your rappers, promoters, every, you know what I'm saying?
I'm probably one of the most humblest drummers out there.
Them niggas might be the worst.
They the worst niggas because they really like they feel like they run shit, but they really don't. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what niggas don't be understanding is like these promoter niggas, like at the end of the day, like you're expendable. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you don't own none of these venues. You feel what I'm saying? So like the moment that you ain't bringing nobody in the venue, they kicking you out to bring the next promoter in. Right. You feel what I'm saying? So,
and you gotta deal with their attitude. Yeah. And you have to.
And it's just so much fuck shit. And like, McDonald's, you know what I mean? Like there, niggas want the max, and they don't really want to pay you for your services. Yeah. You feel me? But then they want to book these Instagram models and shit for bands, and they come in for 30 minutes and drink up your liquor and leave. And shit,
you
feel me? Like, it ain't really bringing up that. Man, that's a whole nother show too.
And these are the things that we have to keep to ourselves and not react about, because then we look like old.
Because
that's where you have to watch your reaction, because niggas will remember all the negative shit you said.
Yeah.
But that's real nigga shit too. Because I do too. You know what I'm saying? I be remembering that shit, and then like I do. Girl, no. And like, and the moment you do some fuck shit to me, like I'm not gonna be on super petty shit, but I'm gonna be on some real, like, I'm just a man of like principle. I'm just like old school, you know, rules. You feel what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's all about respect. You treat me with respect, I'm gonna treat you with respect. You know what I'm saying? But the moment you disrespect, or the moment you do some shit that's out of bounds, like, why would I try to help you and put you in a position to get some money? Like when it's somebody else that can do it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, don't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not, but I'm no hater. I'm not gonna run around and tell people like don't fuck. But if a nigga asks me, I'm like, I don't fuck with that nigga.
I don't fuck with
you. Feel me?
You can fuck with him.
I'm not telling you not to, but I don't fuck with him. And that's just what it is.
So Rain, when it comes to women, do you feel that women try other women more?
Yeah, they do.
So absolutely. how do you not react to that shit? Because women are catty.
They are.
Then a motherfucker.
And it seemed like it would be hard for women to be cool with new women.
It is.
Man, y'all internalize so much.
So how do you not react to, like, you know how when girls be out and you'll hear something or a look.
Right. Now that shit.
Oh, that because oh, that's the worst.
My nigga, that is something that will make you react. Because if I hear that shit and I'm with my girl, she my girl or somebody.
I'm like, what you umming at? Like, who you talking to? Nothing. And then I'm like, nothing.
So,
oh yeah.
So when do you know when to react to a woman? As a woman,
you don't ever.
You don't ever
as
react?
A woman, you don't ever react unless she says your name or she puts her hands on you. you don't ever react.
Y'all do that?
Is it something that you learn?
Because she wants you to react. That's what she wants you to do. Women. Especially with this fucking social media shit.
Appreciate that.
And
secret.
These comments. Like, a girl will comment on your bae's page on purpose. Like, wanting to piss you off. And you just have to let it roll off. Because even though you want to punch that bitch, when
why don't
you see
react
it,
to it, though?
You can, though. Because that's what she wants. She want, first, she wants to drive the wedge between you and bae. And then, two, she wants to piss you off. So you just post a selfie of you and bae and just keep it moving.
God. Is this something that you learned recently?
Or I didn't learn it just, recently. Knew? I did learn it over time, though, because I have reacted. I've G-checked a couple bitches and when I seen them out for some fuck shit.
And what happens? What is the ending of the G-check?
It depends on the girl. Like, a lot of these girls don't really be about it. So if you say something to them, it's kind of like, oh, well, you know, they like kind of back down.
It's like, I didn't really mean it that
way.
Yeah,
like, I was gonna get it. Right. Like, no, bitch, it's not okay, and I'm here to tell you that it's not okay.
So, Tucson,
yeah,
is there a male equivalent to that? Like, is there where a nigga try to like poke his chest out, or let me say this, or you know how niggas dirty mac? What we call dirty mac is when another nigga
is
talks down about
thing?
You.
Yeah. Bro,
real,
that's real. Like, that's so real.
That shit happening right now.
It's another word for cock block, basically.
He was a dirty.
It's cock blocking out his.
I mean, he did, but he didn't because they ain't really trying to fuck with you. But like, you've probably dealt with it and didn't know. Like, you know, you talking to a nigga and a nigga brings up another nigga like.
By name,
he dusty or something, just something very negative.
That's called dirty mac. I have experienced that.
That shit corny, but niggas love to do like niggas. That's a lot of niggas' number one conversation starter. Like they like that.
But I learned from Daryl, you shouldn't bring up another man.
Ever.
Exactly. That's the rule.
But
Daryl's been on FFR for the last four years. But
that's what I'm saying. Niggas don't be having. And some niggas do they just
OG. I mean, and with all due respect, this go back to the OG. It's a one-on-one conversation with a female. Why are you having another conversation?
But that's what they do, though. That's what they do.
So how do you react better to this?
Like
when that happens, I'm sure it's happened to you.
Oh yeah. I used to.
Don't tell me that nigga.
I was a jerk with it. I used to invite it. Like I dare you. I dare you try to take my girl. Like yeah, I was that nigga because I'm like, man, all right. Simple minded nigga, like,
have you changed any?
See, man, nine times out of
nope, that nigga tried to explain it. That nigga tried to explain it.
No judge zone, you can still be there. We're all under construction.
Listen, yeah, nah, I mean, it's a couple knuckleheads after a while that you know they test you and they go, oh, yeah, I ain't gonna try him again. But it's just some of these niggas, they just it's like they was born to hate on other dudes. Like, I don't get it. Like,
You're female,
like, as far as I'm concerned. Like,
a lot of guys feel like that's their only way to get in.
I don't get it.
That's
man.
How you start a conversation to talk about another nigga.
Matter of fact, I'm like, yeah, go after him. Like,
go ahead and try.
Yeah, go after him. I'm good.
And a real chick will understand that that's making him look worse.
Yeah.
Because if you feel like you got to talk about another nigga for you to get some attention.
Yeah, man.
Man, please.
You weak, man.
So, Rain, how do men try to get, like, how do you not react to a man maybe being disrespectful?
I don't know.
Ladies, if you're tuned in, how do you react to men when they're being disrespectful, like the cat calling or the
you just ignore it for the most part. But I haven't reached that plateau of not reacting. Like, if I ignore you and you call me a bitch, I'm gonna cuss you the fuck out today.
So you got some work to do.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
And I'm gonna be honest.
So, Dez, what about you? If a chick is trying to be funny, one to you, and then another to maybe your girl, how do you deal with it?
To my girl, I'm gonna try to stay out as much as possible, unless you just go too crazy. You try to come at me crazy, it really just depends. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
because we gonna stick it to the internet.
Yeah.
She on the internet, maybe she, talking shit. Just a couple tweets or something like
that. I mean, it depends how much reaction she getting out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might let her live a little bit, but if she feeling too froggy and getting too many retweets and LOLs.
Oh.
Now.
Putting on the show. Right.
Now. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is what we want to do. Let's do it because, like, like, you really don't want to do that because you're not going to win. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, the average chick isn't going to win because, like, my audience is bigger than yours. You feel what I'm saying? And I can really, you know what I mean? And a lot of these chicks is just like, you can't really, I could really, you know what I'm saying?
But what if it's like a celebrity, though?
I mean, you can't win that. You gotta just let it. You know what I'm saying?
Chuck that up.
Chuck it
yeah,
up.
You can't win. Yeah. But like, for real, for a lot of these chicks, you really can't. Even if you react, you really can't win. Like a lot of chicks, you gotta just let it. You gotta just let it burn. And just,
like, oh yeah, you got it.
Yeah,
Ma.
You got it. You know what I'm saying? Because like, how you gonna win arguing with a chick? You feel what I'm saying?
What you look like?
Yeah. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Your voice getting all
can't
ice.
Win, especially. But you know, especially if it's a chick that you beat, it's like there's no argument. Like,
I beat her. Question.
Yeah, that's
y'all have a question.
Hey, that's real.
I have a question.
I beat. I beat.
Like, oh, that sucks.
I beat.
The lady in the room is talking.
I beat.
The lady in the room is talking.
What are you going to say?
I beat.
Hello.
All right, go ahead,
Ryan. What are we doing already?
Why? I've heard that so many times.
You can't talk shit.
Why is that? Like, they say it on Twitter all the time, and I've heard my male friends say it, and it's like, why is that the end all be all.
It's not, but it's just like, because like, for real, y'all be looking weak when y'all do that, because it's just like, at the end of the day, like, at once upon a time, you had to have, you've had to like this nigga some sort of way.
Hey. You can't call me dusty or dirty or some shit.
I agree with that.
You might not have loved him. You might, like, the feelings really not, but you had some type of feelings for the nigga to let him beat. So it's just like, you let him, like,
as far as
I beat.
You still alive.
Yeah, I beat. There's really nothing else to talk about. Yeah. Like
right? Yeah.
You can say whatever you want to say.
For them chicks that be like, you know, I wouldn't fuck you on
you
my
can say whatever
night.
You want to say.
Like,
he had a little dick. He didn't last long, whatever.
I banged in your mouth.
That's it.
But I ejaculated.
I beat.
Hey, you can't come at me with those type of things.
That's the end. That's the end.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So, bing, so bong, ladies, bang. Like, if you let a nigga,
because that's the same. If a nigga start talking shit and he ate your ass, that's
right.
He can't.
Right. Yeah, he can't come back. You ass and you ate my ass.
You done.
Everybody like, oh,
like, damn, nigga, you ate her ass.
Nigga, I'm fuck everything you're talking about. I don't give a fuck what you saying.
Shit,
hold up. Like, hold up, nigga. You ate that ass. I don't give a fuck. Whatever you can
say,
nothing about her house being dirty, nothing, because you ate the ass. So
you got an ass mouth.
You voluntarily went down on them groceries.
Yeah,
and it's over. Like, there's no more conversation.
Walking around with a charming mouth.
Right. That's why you got to come correct out here,
Brent,
man.
Because Brent, it's
the, you know, exposing it to things.
Does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Right.
Do we feel that it's harder to react, or there's more to react to now that there's social media involved?
It's more to react, to be honest.
It's more to react to.
Because everyone, like Dad said, like, those retweets and those LOLs and
niggas be thumb-thugging for
attention. They really do that.
Them subtweets, though.
Oh, subtweets.
Oh, the subtweets.
Those
nigga.
Are annoying.
Okay, just...
Talk about it, man. Before you go through it. Talk about the subtweet.
The subtweet niggas, man. Oh my god.
Because, like, how do you not react to that? Like, how come you, like, bro? When do you get to the point, like, bro? This ain't
you
just
okay. To that person.
The subtweet nigga is a nigga in high school that walked up to you, like, bro, you just gonna let him hit you like that? He wasn't even talking shit about you. Like, he's the nigga instigating it for no reason. You weren't even in this conversation to begin with. Like, really? Like, it's not even.
Yeah, I've definitely had to react on a subtweet, nigga. Like, you can know
why
that.
Did you have to?
I had to, because it's like, you just not about to get all these little,
like,
subtweets.
Really,
I'm like,
man.
I reacted to a girl who was subtweeting me a couple months ago.
I just had
nowhere.
I just had to say it, though. Like,
I just jumped in her DMs. Like,
no, I ain't do that. I did it for the public to see.
No, I jumped in her DMs.
I was like, hey, bro, you know, I see you talking about me. Right. At me. Like, it's not that hard for me to find. Come on. If you want to do something, just do it. It's not a problem.
I've done it in my day.
I mean, in my day, for sure.
I didn't want to do it.
I said, if you got a problem, you know what I'm saying? We can make it happen.
I'm not going to lie. I've instigated two girls fighting. But
new nigga.
Man, I'm like, hey, you going to let her say that?
I'm just saying. It's like, when you see the subtweets, it depends on the subject matter or something.
Oh, yeah, true. Valid. Absolutely.
Or when to react or when not to, because... You can subtweet me all you want. You ain't about to do nothing. You ain't about to fuck my bitch. You know, like, you ain't about to do none of that shit. So it don't really matter at the end of the day. And we have a lot more to live for. That's my main thing.
For not
reacting like, bro, I got shit I'm trying to do.
Like, bro.
And let me get in the system one good time and
you
it's
can
over.
Have her.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel you. You know, the subtweet, I've reacted before, but it's just like, But usually, you know, I kind of just is just like they hit me with some shit, and I just had to just blow the whole game up real quick and just, you know, and it ended all that fuck shit.
Shut it down, but to kind of
go back to what we was talking about earlier, like with the male female or female male, like for real, like if you let a nigga beat, like I said, you can't talk.
Yeah,
if a nigga eat that ass, he can't talk. But really, that can counter that shit though is like, especially like with females, when they call a nigga a broke ass nigga. When you get that label thrown on you, like, even if the nigga beat or not, like, when you get that, like, nigga, you broke
as fuck. But you broke, though.
You just a bum. You know,
but also, for me,
that fuck niggas up.
That don't really mess me up because
I don't give a fuck. It's levels to it, though. It's levels to it because you got to think, like, some of these niggas, they carry these personas that they, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it depends on the type of nigga you talking to.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
That's
really broke. You gotta think, like he got it.
You know, you got homeless Twitter out here. You know what I'm saying? Niggas that's in homeless Twitter.
Fuck is homeless Twitter.
Homeless Twitter is niggas that's homeless.
There's women that are homeless too.
Yeah.
They be in the They be in the basement.
Yeah, they be Wi-Fi searched.
Yeah, there's niggas out here that they're homeless.
In the basement.
They don't have jobs. They're still with their mothers or grandmothers or, you know, or they might be, you know, on the baby mom's couch. Yep. You feel me? Like they really ain't, you know.
But they be on the timeline.
But they be active. They out in these clubs. They out in these streets. They out in these timelines and this, you know, living a carefree life. Like niggas like us, we working 40 hours a week and shit, and got to deal with 40 bullshit.
Plus more.
Like, man, listen, 40 or more.
You look at my Twitter, chief. They all like,
you feel me?
And then we gotta it's all you try to compare us to these niggas. And yeah.
So I'm sorry to take it back, but to go back to the original question. Like I said, I just learned to control it, man. You got to just watch it because you can't let niggas pressure. But because once a nigga feel like he got you, it's, you know, then he won. You feel me? So it's like, so you got to just, like I said a couple of years ago, sometimes you got to swag on a fuck nigga. Sometimes you do.
Got him.
You sometimes, right. Sometimes you got to swag on a fuck nigga just to let the nigga know, like, nigga.
You right.
Nigga.
No, yeah, let's, he right.
Like, you know what I mean? But for real, that's true. Best way to really kill niggas is with success. Cause when you kill niggas with success, you don't gotta say nothing.
Yeah,
you feel me? It just make them niggas look weak. You feel me? And that's why, like, you know, the few niggas that, you know, saying and tried to do, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, I just kill these niggas with success. It's like you gonna see me. You feel me? Right. Whether you follow me or not, you gonna see me on your timelines.
You gonna see me. And that's
what really be hurting niggas' hearts because like a lot of these niggas, like. They would, you know what I'm saying? They still living on when they was cool in high school and you know, 2 or 3 years removed. But when real life hit niggas, that's when the roles reversed. Like if everybody in this room, y'all really look back at niggas that was like cool and shit in high school and shit, and look at these niggas now, you be like,
damn,
it's really that 50 Cent.
Like you was really that nigga,
damn, up, homie. Yeah. In high school, you wasn't like man. That shit. Yeah. Like that line is so real.
They peaked.
Yeah,
they peaked there, and once they're going down, they try to scratch and grab everybody, bring them down
right
with them.
Right,
and it's like high school, that was the shit for them.
That's what I'm saying. In high school, you was hitting all the bitches. You was doing all this, then the third. And then real life came in, and niggas is fucked up.
The fuck happened to you?
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, that's how you really kill all that shit. It's just, you just keep being successful. And don't measure your success on, like, niggas be trying to, like, gauge their success with other people. Like, everybody's success is different. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's your success ain't mine. And vice versa. You feel me? Right. So don't do that. Like, You live within your means, my nigga, and you continue to strive and be a positive, you know, influence, you know, you feel me? Like, you good, bro. And that's why, like, I can sleep at night because I'm not out here running no jigs. I'm not here living no lies. Right. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not out here tweeting or talking or acting like I'm somebody I'm not. I'm being 100% me. Exactly. And you sleep so good at night.
Niggas just don't stay in their lane, man.
And it's a lot of niggas out here, like, they talk all this big shit. They talking themselves up. But then it's like, you see these niggas like, yo, this nigga was just talking all this shit, but look at this nigga. You feel me? That's why it's imperative that you're 100% real with you, and you can't be exposed.
I don't have to go to sleep worrying about if I wake up with 18 tweets or ats if somebody just exposed me over at the end of the night. You know what I'm saying? That's type of shit. I go to sleep cool.
You sleep at night.
Right. All right. So the last part of reaction I want to talk about is in a relationship. Like, when do you not react to your girl? Like Leon, when do you, if you're in an argument or she's trying to start an argument, when do you go fully in and let her have it? sit that ass down.
Yeah.
Or when he's just like, I'm not even gonna say shit. Like, when is it?
When she wrong, that's when I have to react. I had to.
She never gonna feel like she wrong.
Nah, you hit her with, "Are you done?" Like Kevin Hart said,
"You
like,
bastard."
Are you done? Are you done yet? And then you hit her with all the facts, and then you know she gotta shut the fuck up. But when you know, like, you ain't gonna win this argument, you just be like, "You know what?
You right.
Fuck it. You right. I was wrong."
You just bow out.
Yeah. Okay. You have to. Okay. You just got to. There's no other way that you can do it, because you gonna keep trying to, you know, dig yourself out of that hole. Then she gonna pull up some other shit. You can be like, "God damn, now I'm in this shit now."
You gonna keep track.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Like on March 5th, 2014. Right. You say it. Oh God damn.
Yeah.
You right. I did.
So also, like, being with people, how do you not react to outsiders? We kind of touched on it a little bit. Like, how do you not react to the emojis, and how do you not react to the flirting, or do you react to it?
I mean, it depends on how much of the, like, if you look at 10 pictures and you see the same nigga on the same exact picture, then we're going to have a conversation.
Liking, commenting, or emojis?
Commenting.
So there's levels.
Yeah, it's levels to it.
Yeah. So likes don't matter.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, man.
You can have like some fans.
That's what it's made for.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, like, yeah, every girl I'm gonna be with, you gotta have some fans. Like, I'm with you.
It's
like,
gonna happen.
Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah. So you gonna have fans, but if you that dude, like, you constantly, man, bruh,
hit you with the emojis, talk about what up. That's my bae,
bruh.
Yeah. Like,
Being extra. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm gonna laugh at you at first because it's just like, man, look at this guy. He wants what I got, but yeah, bro. All right, stop now. You can stop.
It used to bother me.
You can stop.
It used to bother me,
bro.
We know Dez don't play about.
Hey, he don't play about that.
Not
at all.
It used to bother me, but I only react when niggas be like, blatant disrespectful.
Oh yeah,
like,
for, you know, sure.
Like niggas, because I don't give a fuck what you do. Like, niggas is going to holler at your chick, whether it's on IG, right. Twitter.
True.
And,
true.
But, like, you can't. So you're gonna be fighting your whole life if you're trying to fight every.
Right.
But it's just like, when niggas do shit, like, they know that's your girl. You know what I'm saying? And like, and you see this person in passing and stuff like that. Y'all might not be the best of friends, but it's, "Oh, what's good, bro?" This, that, and the third. And then they hop on your girl's pic and try to say some slick shit. Now I gotta react.
That's what I'm saying. I gotta put the
pause
on
you because it's above you trying to holler at my girl. You just flat out disrespecting me as a man. You don't, you know what I'm saying? You're not respecting me, my nigga. So it's just like, bro, what's really good? You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, what's really good? You feel
like
me?
You ready to
but
fight?
But all that other shit, fuck all that. Fuck the fact.
Yeah.
Fuck the fact that you trying to holler at my girl. Why are you disrespecting me,
yeah,
my nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like, and we might not be the best of friends or whatever. I don't give a fuck. But like, don't, if that's the case, don't say what's up to me. Don't come at me. Don't do none of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro.
Because that's just what I hate. Like, I hate that with a passion. Like, I need to know how to respond to niggas when I see them.
Situation. Like that,
you feel me, Leon? Like, that's it.
100%.
Just let me know how to, like, when I see you. If you don't fuck with me, that's cool. I just need to know that. But I don't want to be thinking, like,
oh, this nigga cool, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And then this, you know, like, wait a minute, why is this nigga just like, trying to shake my head?
Right. Because, like, I'm not going to front. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's been situations where, you know, I haven't been in a relationship. And it's just like, I might see this nigga, you know what I'm saying? We cool, but we ain't that cool. You feel what I'm saying? Cool, but I'm just saying, like, it's real shit. Like, there's levels to, like, friendship. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Duro, that's my nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and like, we've built a relationship for years. You feel what I'm saying? Like, this ain't no Twitter shit. This ain't no, like, this is my nigga. Leon, I've known Leon for years. You feel what I'm saying? Right. I've known my nigga Tucson for years. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, I don't have the same relationship with Tucson that I have with Leon and Durrell, but you know what I'm saying? Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. Still respect. Right. You feel what I'm saying? Still respect. Up. So, like, Leon, Durrell, I would never try to holler at a person that I know that they had a serious relationship with. You know what I'm saying? Unless, like, even if the nigga like really like this nigga would really have to enforce it to me, like, listen, I don't give a fuck about this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas have to be doing
that. I'm sorry.
Your dictionary put.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You feel me? But like but if it's a person like we might be cool and pass and stuff like that, but I know like, yo, that nigga's a scumbag and he would hit my chick.
Right.
So guess what I'm about to do?
Don't leave your girl around him.
And the opportunity presents itself.
Yeah, don't leave your girl around him.
Yeah. It's levels to it. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm just trying to break it down to you, right? That's all I'm saying. I'm just telling you what I know.
He right, you know though.
He's right. There's levels to it. There's levels to it. Right. There's certain niggas that's like, they just automatically, like, it's certain niggas that, you know what I'm saying, like, y'all got to be like, and they out of bounds. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of niggas. Well, I don't got a lot of niggas I'm cool with, but my niggas that I am cool with, like, there's just certain chicks, I don't give a, like, they're automatically off limits. Like, it's just an unwritten rule. You feel me? But not everybody lives by these new niggas. They don't live by these rules.
They don't live by any rules.
Yeah, that's real. Everything and all pussy ain't good pussy. So it's just like, you know what I mean? Like it's best to kind of, you know what I'm saying, have some mystery about yourself. You feel what I'm saying? You can't be hitting out. You can't be out here hitting all these hoes, man.
So I got one more question for the men, and Rain will answer this on the other side of it. So when it comes to, we talked about men, like kind of flirting with your girl. What about when you're with somebody and the girls are flirting towards you? How do you react to that? Do you react or do you have your girl react?
I don't see nothing.
So do
you erase it?
No, I'm not going to erase it, but I'm not going to respond to it either.
So is this in person or on the social media?
We're talking about social media right now.
See
nothing.
The ignore is the most media. Annoying.
On
the
social media, that's a record showing you respond.
Exactly.
Like, are you serious?
Let me be honest. Because I've had a reckless emoji thrown, and I've had to erase that bitch.
Hey, man.
Real.
Wow.
Real. Shit, because it ain't worth the bicker. It ain't worth the bicker, bro.
So,
it ain't worth the bicker.
You smile your finger to the left.
It ain't worth the bicker. But, like, bro, you know what I'm saying?
And hope nobody else screenshots.
Yes.
Because if they see that you deleted it and didn't say nothing, that's even worse.
Like, so why did you delete that?
Right.
What you mean?
Why you deleted it? You felt some type of way about that?
I haven't. I don't know. I think they just know, like, not to do that shit with me. You know, so like early in the game,
maybe.
You know, I still,
man, girls,
I had a couple situations, but like now it's just like they be like, mm-mm. You feel me? I'm just a nigga that's just like, there's you.
So, do you feel it's your room to react to it, or do you feel that you would leave it up?
What you talking about? Like,
if a girl was just reckless with the flirtations,
reckless? Yeah, because it's just like, because I gotta live with this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
You ain't gotta live with that. You ain't gotta hear the bicker. You ain't gotta get the. And I don't got time for that shit.
Wake up,
like, quit. You know what I'm saying? Quit trying to break up my happy home. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta talk to, like, listen, I don't know what the fuck you're doing or what's going on in your world right now, but you're fucking up my universe. You know what I'm saying?
Chill.
And you gotta get it together. Bruh. You gotta get it together.
So, women, when you say this, like, are we talking like emojis or are we just talking about like comments?
Emojis, because emojis can get you fucked up too.
I think the comments get me more in trouble than emojis.
What comments
emojis
happen though?
Jeez.
Emojis are the simplest way to get
smiley
fucked
faces
up.
Faces will get you fucked up.
But see, Leon.
I feel like emojis. Yeah,
no, it'd be the comments that get me because.
What comments?
Leon got him.
Stop. Don't do that.
Leon got him.
You know what I mean? Don't do that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people, like, I don't really got him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
don't do that.
I might be a quote unquote popular person, but like niggas like Leon that's low on the radar. They love niggas like Leon. You know what I'm saying? Leon,
don't do that,
bro. You got an A Rod like roster. All
right,
you like A Rod, bro. Your list is crazy. I'm sorry. Am I breaking?
Oh,
I'm Dirty Mackin.
Snitches.
I'm Dirty Mackin. Alone.
She's tuning in too.
Get the text now.
She
right
tuning
now.
In too.
I'm good.
All right, my fault, man. You got to mute this shit.
Home,
I don't want my nigga to go home and get whooped upside the head, bro.
Bing!
I know what it's like to be physically attacked for, you know what I'm saying, fucking with these somebody fucking with these
else,
and
man,
shit,
for
man.
Somebody else is doing.
I, my fault too, because you know, niggas, you know, we be in our zone. We, you know, we.
I'm not a nigga.
We got, yeah, we got entertainment. You know, we might whoop on.
Who got no bitches?
Who ain't got bitches?
You feel me? Hey, I still got bitches out here.
That's a natural thing, though, right? Like we want to feel that way.
Straight up,
we haven't always outgrown.
Straight up, damn it. Sometimes a nigga and you slip. You slip on that banana. Oh shit! The bitch is still fucking with me. I had to make sure.
Oh,
I still,
damn!
Nigga, ain't get no edge up today.
That's real shit. Though.
The flesh is weak. The flesh is weak, man. And because like for real, they don't want you till you got a girl.
No, that's true.
Once they see you in a committed relationship, then they all want to jump out the woodwork.
They just want
a
piece of you.
I used to have a thing for you, and I always wanted to talk to you, but I was intimidated. I'm a regular ass nigga. I fucking go to work every day.
Every damn day.
Right. Nigga. Shit. Nigga, I drive a motherfucking regular ass car. Live a regular ass life. Do regular ass shit. Like, why are you intimidating me?
Nigga.
You know what I mean? Like, this should be crazy.
He did.
He is dropping gems on you niggas.
I need to start playing, though. Go ahead and do the stand-up real quick. Don't I, man? I need to start playing the stand-up show.
Man,
I need to do
the
stand-up show
real
quick. I need to just tell something. I need to just get talk about my life. Hey, man, you feel what I'm saying? I got some funny shit.
I'm going to say, like, to your question about, like, what comments, it'd be like, oh, yeah, shit, let's get married type that.
Comments on your photos, let's get married.
Yeah.
Now she's fat.
And I was just
she's
like,
advanced.
But
see,
but look though. Now you got to put, like, put her to the
but
side.
But guess what I did, though?
You got, when you see her, you just got to have a conversation.
Bitch, get your mind right.
Yeah.
I was like,
that's where you got to get to a point.
Slide your finger to the right. Hit that red box.
If she sees that, then.
Yeah.
But see, but then
she, her or Screenshot Mafia.
This years ago, though. This years ago. This before Screenshot Mafia. But
what I'm trying to say is that's almost not even the girl's problem.
Yeah,
that's almost your problem. Because yeah, true. You haven't put that hedge up, as
true,
we spoke about
true.
Earlier. That
well,
Rain
has
put around the nigga who talked about
yeah,
it. You
true.
Have to let people know that, yo, this ain't for play no more.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's where it's like almost.
I never
like,
said it on social
that
media
must
though.
Not know about me then.
Yeah, that's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? Yeah.
Because that would be my.
I just faded.
Like, who is this?
Why does that bitch think?
Why does that bitch think that's okay? Like, why is she comfortable to ask you to fucking get married?
Social media for a minute, because chicks.
Yeah. Oh, reckless. Yeah, bro. I've been seeing. I was like, nope.
So, are we saying don't react?
Yeah. That's in certain situations.
And the DMs messed it up for people.
Oh, like, man.
I'm good there.
Mine are disabled.
Yeah.
You disabled your DMs?
I had to disable mine.
My
shit.
Business only.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, don't send me no DM.
My shit is in the Hall of Fame, my nigga.
I bet with your nasty ass.
Whoa.
See?
Whoa.
See?
Whoa.
You did it to yourself, bro. You should have
even. You did.
Yourself I did, like
bro.
Whoop. Gotta go.
Let's get going.
Great show tonight. I appreciate everybody been rocking with us, man. Don't react. That's the main thing is don't react, because your ex is going to try it. Believe that. All your one, at least one of your exes are going to try it, and you just can't react.
What?
One of her niggas or true. Something like that. But y'all have a good night. We hear y'all on the replay. Y'all have a great night. Miss FFR every week. Let's go.
Later.
See you.